temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Still one of the best songs ever recorded in the history of the world. That was courtesy of our Dallas affiliate, 105.3 The Fan, and goes back to my couple of years hosting on the weekends, and they asked me to be part of the Yo Roger Rap series, and I got to pick the song. And I will forever, forever be proud of the fact that I did not record it over music. There was no soundtrack in the background. I recorded that puppy dry, and I would do a few lines at a time. And Isaac, who was our technical director back then, he stood in the control room with me, or in the studio with me, and he turned his back to me so that I wouldn't get freaked out by him staring at me. He turned his back, and he was the biggest cheerleader. He was so impressed. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. It also helped that I had a cold, and so my voice was really raspy.
It's spot on.
So Jay actually has nothing to do with that, but once he discovered it, he was, I think, even more thrilled. That does not give me street cred. So someone wrote to us on Monday, I think it was on Twix, indicating that your street cred, it's gonna be missed. And I said, well, the street cred will clearly drop once producer Jay is gone.
Because DJ Amy rip up the whole dang floor.
Right, I have no street cred, which is why they picked me. Anyway, Jay actually said, I'm sorry, right before the music started. I should have known. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. This is the last show that producer Jay and I are doing together. So we've kind of put together a list of some of our favorite moments. Started out to be a top 10, but like Jay, I've got far more than 10, just kind of scribbled down and then in the margins of my list. And so we'll get to that coming up. But I do have a couple of surprises for producer Jay. This actually coincides with one of my favorite moments that we've ever had working together. Do you remember the inaugural plate of the double chocolate brownie cookies? They were for your...
For my birthday.
For your birthday.
I've just gotten back from vacation.
For the first birthday that you and I celebrated together. So yours is in February, mine's in April. So we celebrated yours together for the first time. You had just come back from a Mexican vacation with your family. Mm-hmm. I remember I got a few photos, but for the most part, it was the first time since we started working together that Jay and I didn't really communicate for a week. So he comes back, brings me this cool beach bag, which I still use, by the way. Also some, was it candy? No, it was coffee. It was coffee. No, that was from Europe. You brought me something.
Coffee was from, something
eat.
Else. Yeah.
I think it was Mexican candy.
Was it chocolate? It was
like Mexican? No, it was Mexican gummies. It was like some kind of a gummy, some gummy candy
really?
That you brought. Yeah. And then... a couple days later, actually, it was you came back on your birthday, right?
Yeah, that night was my birthday.
Right, so I brought cookies for your birthday. I had never tried this recipe before, but it turned out to be amazing. And now I essentially call them Jay's cookies, Jay's birthday cookies. I've made them multiple times, including for our wedding celebration / Christmas last year because they were such a big hit. But other people here who've managed to get one or two of them rave about the double chocolate brownie cookies. How did you do that? Because it's the form of a cookie, but the inside is soft like a brownie.
It's a baking masterpiece.
It's a marvel.
Is what it is.
But it was specifically for your birthday. So double chocolate brownie cookies. But if I asked you right now, because you've tried a whole bunch of my different baked goods, coconut cream pie you never had, now you've had it a couple of times, what would you say is your favorite cookie that I've ever made for you?
Oh, the double chocolate brownie cookies were so good and themed, which made them even better.
Yep.
You know I love the island cookies.
Oh, speaking of island cookies.
Stop it.
What is this Tupperware full of island cookies?
That's a lot of island cookies.
It is a lot of island cookies. And I don't know how many you'll share with your family, but they are fresh. I, no joke, made them 7 hours ago.
Are you serious?
I made them right before I got in the shower and started getting ready for work so that they would still be warm when I put them in the Tupperware. So they're probably not still warm because I got into work and they were... Yeah, they were starting to cool, but they're still very chewy. They've not been refrigerated. They've not been frozen. These are fresh, right out of the oven, island cookies for producer Jay. And if you don't know what island cookies are, oh my gosh, they're an amazing combination of milk chocolate chips, coconut, and walnuts. So they're thick and they're hearty. And they are
tremendous.
A tremendous combination of flavors. Yeah, so I brought
Thank
you an entire
my
Tupperware.
Mouth is agape. I can't even close it. That's awesome.
Would you like to come get them so you can try an island cookie? I won't do anything weird while you're out of the control room.
Leaving the control room.
So, yes, one of the favorite moments or favorite series of moments that I've ever shared with producer Jay is that no matter what I make, no matter what I bake, Jay eats it. Now, he doesn't eat broccoli. Don't let him lie to you that he does, because he did lose a bet and have to eat broccoli. He doesn't eat anything healthy. I've tried to bring him chili, which every other producer I've worked with absolutely adores my chili. I've tried to bring him other foods that are somewhat healthy. Nope, won't eat those. But over the course of the last two, almost 3 years, we have chowed down on popcorn, wings, cookies, pie, cupcakes, and ice cream. We've chowed down on all of those things. Oh, pizza as well. I one time brought a pizza in. We've chowed down on all of the best snack foods here in the After Hours studio. And can I tell you, we've also completely emptied the various vending machines of their Coke Zero and their Dr. Pepper. Jay is a soda fiend, and the number of cans of soda that we have shared on essentially on a weekly basis, it's two or three of them, because Jay can't survive without soda. And I've managed to get him to drink Coke Zero instead of straight up Coke, because he knows that I won't drink it unless it's Coke Zero. And so at least I've gotten him away from just drinking the straight 39 grams of sugar in a can of soda. Yeah, just here. Exactly. But I'm really proud of that fact. Also really, really proud of this fact. Jay will forever give me credit for this. I got him to start exercising. Jay, tell the truth.
It is true. You're the one who gave me the nudge.
I did. Jay's mouth is full right now of island cookies. You like them?
They are so good. I can barely speak. I'm just like content right now. everything that's happening.
This is what Jay's doing. Jay will be leaving After Hours. He's officially done at the end of this week. He did give his 2 weeks notice. Some of you are mad because you didn't feel like he gave his 2 weeks notice. Just because you didn't know about it doesn't mean he didn't give his notice.
I wouldn't do that.
Anyway, he gave his 2 weeks notice. He's nearing the end of his tenure. This is our last show together. So I made him one of his favorite cookies called the Island Cookie. And now this is what he's going to do. Where is he going? He's not going to another radio network. He's not going to another media company. Nope. He's going home to eat island cookies. That's what he's going to do.
First step. That's
how many of those are you going to share with your family? You know your family's going to be really upset, right? Because they love my baked goods.
They love your baked goods.
And now the lifeline has been cut off. The pipeline has been cut off.
We're still friends. I'm going to have to come to visit.
Right.
Stop. You got anything? Just checking. Just stopping by.
Okay, so a couple more of my favorite moments that actually happened outside of the radio studio. They didn't happen here. One is the playoffs 2 years ago when you and I were watching.
On my list.
The
too.
Chargers. Oh, okay. We're watching the Chargers. Well, we can tell the story together. He comes over watching playoffs. Chargers and Jaguars. Jaguars have 3 Trevor Lawrence interceptions in the first half. They go down by 27 points in the first half. I think they were down by, 24 at halftime?
I think it was 27-3 at the half.
Yeah. They're down by 3-plus scores. Jay and I decide, what are we going to do?
We're going to watch Star Wars.
We're going to watch some Star Wars. What do we care about this football game?
This is over.
It's over.
Not going to ruin our Saturday night. Let's enjoy.
Only to go through an episode of, was it Obi-Wan or Andor? I think we were watching Andor.
I think it was Andor.
Okay, so we're watching an episode of one of these Star Wars offshoots. And we get finished, and Jay's like, all right, I guess I'll head home getting ready for the second game. And we find out that the Jaguars have come back to tie it.
Oh, wait. Maybe we should put this on.
Anyway, that was pretty funny. So that was one of my favorite moments. I'd say another one of my favorite moments is the Mets game we went to because it was a gift for Jay after 1 year of working together. It was my gift to him. Got seats in the section where he wanted to sit. Didn't realize until after I bought the tickets that it was Old Timers Day. Now, we were excited for different reasons. I couldn't wait to see Pedro Martinez, who was a Met for all of like 10 minutes. I couldn't wait to see Pedro out there on the field. Jay was excited about some of the others like Keith Hernandez,
Piazza.
Yeah, so he was excited about different Mets. Although he was ticked off because a guy sitting in front of us filmed the entire 5 minutes of introductions. So his camera, his phone camera was up in front of our faces, our sightline the entire time. Jay was so angry that he started audibly telling the guy to put that thing down and pay attention to what was happening. Then a little bit later, he started heckling the dude.
Well, he had that coming. I mean, he filmed the entire,
the whole thing,
45 minute to an hour ceremony of them introducing every single Met.
And then starting their game.
Like, what are you going to do? Go home and watch that? Are you really going to do that?
But the best part is, and we didn't know it at the time, we were there when they revealed to the fans at Citi Field that they were going to retire the number of Willie Mays. So now it's an even more special memory because we didn't realize that Willie would be gone 2 years later. So
that was cool.
That was amazing to be there. That's only one of the baseball games we went to together, though. I'm sure the other one is on Jay's list.
Right here. I'm looking right at it.
So what's the other baseball game?
You're talking about Fenway Park for the first time, which I will always remember because that was a bucket list item for me going to Fenway. We had probably the greatest seats I've ever sat in the stadium. Those were so cool.
They're lower level.
Because of how close it is to the field and just... Yeah. Oh, my God. What an amazing experience. The day was like 112 degrees.
Oh, my gosh.
All through Boston.
It was so hot and humid. You don't understand. You understand if you live in a place that's hot and humid. But it was brutal. It was triple digits. And that's without the heat index. And we walked around Boston all day long.
Whole city.
Walked. We walked the entire city from the harbor all the way over to Fenway. And we were outside all day. And it was just absolutely and completely disgusting. But the game itself was terrific. Also, we were sitting in Sean Grandy's seats. So Sean and his wife, Dana, they have 3 seats. They take his son, their son. And so we were using Sean's seats. And they were amazing.
They're
great seats. We couldn't wait to see Alek Manoah pitched. Did he get...
He
got hit pretty hard, didn't he?
He pitched well.
Yeah.
I remember the game before. We went on a Saturday. The Friday night game, the Blue Jays won like 24 to 1.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay. So it was a little bit closer of a game.
Yeah.
But anyway, that wasn't even the point.
Bobby Dalbec hit one over the monster in the second inning. I'll always remember that because I wanted to see one go over the monster.
Yeah. So it was neat. It was a great experience. I hadn't been to Fenway in a few years. And so it was a lot of fun to go with Jay and my college roommate. It was a great experience, even with the 110 degree heat index.
And it's a story.
Yeah, it definitely is a story. So those are some of our favorite moments. I know not a lot of those have to do with the radio show, but we always turn them into stories. I'll say another one of my favorite. Oh, also the snacks are always part of the show. Another one of my favorite things is that you added rapid fire to Ask Amy Anything. We'd never had rapid fire before, and you do kind of the popcorn, this or that at the end. And I know people now even suggest rapid fire at the end.
I use them, yeah.
I don't know how we're going to survive Ask Amy when we have to move on. In fact, I may have to table it for the summer while we have fill-ins. Well, auditions. Just so you know, it's going to be 6 weeks or so before the job is filled. We'll have a rotating crew, and some of them are auditioning for the job. Some of them are just running the board until we find someone. 6 weeks is what they tell me, which, yes, fills me with anxiety because football season is right on the heels of that. But Jay jumped in 2 weeks before the 2021 NFL season kicked off, and we crushed it. And so also on my top 10 list, actually at number 5, are NFL Sunday nights. We took them to the next level here on the show, and they became must-listen radio for anyone who's an NFL fan, even culminating with my first trip to Vegas and our first Super Bowl experience together because of the COVID years and some other things going on. We never went until Vegas, but I'm glad we will always have Vegas because that was awesome. If you haven't seen some of Jay's work with video and photos, it's up on our YouTube channel. He put together an incredible montage when we were roaming roaming the halls and the strip there in Vegas.
Well, speaking of football in Vegas, on my list of on-air stuff was QB news. Like especially during the football season, mm-hmm. and I like how we've kind of worked it in, honestly, once a week, really, at this point, even in the off season. I loved getting around, especially mostly during the season, just trying to find all the different audio based on QBs, who said what about this guy, and then we'd throw it into a QB news segment, sometimes enough having to do AFC, NFC. So I think that segment really took off.
Yeah, absolutely. Jay made it his own, and it's not going to be quite the same moving forward. We'll see what the next producer does to turn it into something special for him. But yeah, so much got better with you and your creativity and your sense of humor, your fun approach that actually matched mine so well because we take nothing seriously here on the show. Absolutely nothing. Yeah, so I will say I've got a top 3 still left. I've still got my top 3. How many do you have left?
I didn't even number them. I just was writing them down as I was thinking of them.
All right. Now, did you take a dramatic approach and start with some of the lesser moments that were farther down on your list, or did you start with the bang?
I was just going with my gut
and Chubby Bunny. All right. So I still have my top 3, and we'll get to those coming up a little bit later on. Plus, another surprise for producer Jay, although I'm not sure it can top the island cookies. So
another one.
Go ahead and stuff your face in there with the island cookies.
Been happening, yeah.
How many have you had so far?
3. No, just
Jay didn't even have 2 pieces of broccoli when he lost the bet, but he's already had 3 cookies. There is a full Tupperware. Again, how many of these is your family going to eat?
Who? I'm sorry, what?
What? All right, coming up, we're going to get into kind of a weird twist for the NBA champion Celtics. Also, if you hadn't heard, Paul Maurice, when he gets intoxicated, is even weirder than when he's sober. However, the Florida Panthers earned it. And now we've got NHL free agency and some interesting moves going on with the ice as well. Now, we're asking you, who's the most disappointing team in your lifetime? You can answer on our Twix at Amy After Hours. So that will not change even with the loss of producer Jay, but it won't be as much fun. At Amy After Hours, also on our Facebook page, and we'll get to some of your answers. Why am I seeing so many Dallas Cowboys responses? Ouch. You can tell because anybody who wasn't around or didn't remember the mid-90s, well, then this team's been a major disappointment only because they set you up so often and then wah, wah, wah.
Get me some oxygen.
Exactly. Ha! All right. We're glad to have you with us. 855-212-4227. The Celtics are not a disappointment, but it's a kind of a weird headline. Well, 2 headlines that couldn't be more opposite ends of the spectrum, actually, on Monday. And then we're taking your candidates for most disappointing team of your lifetime. My answer by far is U.S. men's soccer. Are you kidding me? Here we go again. How about don't complain when there's a controversial call or too many fouls are levied that you don't think were fair when all you generate is 3 shots on goal? Spare me. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Pre-
Richards kick out for a Sam Hauser three that rims out. But it's no longer what could be or what might be. Now it just is. The 2024 Boston Celtics are one of the greatest teams in NBA history. They were told they had to win. There's only one thing you can do when expectations are that high. Meet them. And there's only one way to stop being haunted by the ghosts and the legends and the champions of Tigers building. Join them. Together they have, and together they stand alone on top of the mountain for now. And once again, the Boston Celtics stand alone for all time. It is Banner 18. The mission demanded is mission accomplished.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
We did it. We did it! Oh my God, we did it.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
We no longer have any doubts that Jason Tatum was doing his best Kevin Garnett imitation.
Right now, anything's possible. Anything's possible!
We did it!
We did it.
We did it!
Oh my God, we did it.
He even had the same head thrown back to the ceiling motion to go along with it as he let out all that emotion, that relief, that release. And now he's got more than enough money to cover any type of business venture, any move he'd like to make. Man, he is capitalizing on the fact that he and Jaylen Brown and the rest of the Celtics are champions for the first time in their tenure, first time since 2008 as a franchise. 5 years, $314 million contract extension. It's the largest in NBA history. And this deal also includes a player option and a trade kicker, which I think is kind of fun. I want a trade kicker in my next deal. So yes, Jason Tatum about to become the richest star in NBA history after the 5-game victory over the Dallas Mavericks in the finals, in which he did not win the MVP. That went to Jaylen, but 22-plus points, nearly 8 rebounds, more than 7 assists, and the Celtics, they see this group become the next generation of champions, right? So every generation has seemingly had its own champion. Even if it's just one banner, we'll see whether or not this team can pursue another. But you know they're largely staying together. They've inked Derek White to another big contract extension as well. So that happened on Monday. So every member of the starting lineup is under contract through the 25-26 season. Okay, so not next year, but the year after. But in that season, and here's where the Pied Piper comes into play. In that season, when they get through this coming year and these got contracts that are backloaded, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Derek White, Drew Holiday, and Kristaps Porzingis, they will make cumulatively nearly $200 million. Now, if you're going to pay someone, Tatum's the right guy to play. He's still mid-20s, five-time All-Star, four-time All-NBA, including the first team the last three seasons, a gold medal in Tokyo with Team USA, and he will be part of the Paris Olympics coming up this summer. Not sure you can find a more worthy candidate given his age and his current success, and also his durability. He stays healthy most of the time. So yeah, both the Celtics with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown opening up their pocketbooks because Jaylen signed a contract for $285 million. Wow. The two of them make more money and have the richest contracts in NBA history. Two of them together.
We did it!
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. You can find us online at A-Law Radio or on our Facebook page. We are retweeting your most disappointing teams of your lifetime. And then there's a thread, a healthy thread going on Facebook. Love some of these answers, so we'll get to them after the update. And then we're going through our top moments with producer Jay, including a few surprises. So I don't know if there are any cookies left. That would be up to Jay to let you know if there are any cookies left.
There's a few.
There's a few cookies left. At some point, you'll have to check your email.
My email?
Well, not my email.
You never know whose email is open on any computer around here.
That's true. Generally, David Shepard's. But no, I did not send an email to David Shepard for you to find. So at some point, you'll have to check your email. But not your work email, goofball. So Jay uses his work email. This is one of my least favorite things about producer Jay. It's just, it's maddening. Check right now. How many unread emails do you have in your work account?
Probably close to 4,000.
Oh, yeah. The last I thought was 3,800. Why? The thing is, here you're leaving. You're leaving, and you'll never open them.
Well, I know what they are. It's not like I don't know that they exist. I don't delete them. So if I see it and I don't need it, I just don't even open it. It's irrelevant to me. I just scroll past.
But how do you find anything?
What do you mean?
How do you find anything in your email box? Because your email box is so stuffed with things you don't need, irrelevant messages, that you have a hard time finding anything you do need.
I'll search for things sometimes, or if, you know, I check it like at least daily, so I'll filter out. Like, I know what's there, what's not there.
All right. It's an art form, apparently, for producer Jay to accumulate as many meaningless work emails as he possibly can. But then when I tell him I'm not going to send him something to his work email, first of all, it's about to go away. Second of all,
is it?
Probably. Maybe. I have no idea. They probably don't even know who you are. They don't know who I am. So anyway, so Jay wants me to use his work email because that's the one that he checks routinely, except I feel like anything that's important in there will get lost. And so I try to send him things to his Gmail account. Oh, it could be like months in between unless I tell him, hey, you need to check the other account. Wait, what? What other account? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that account. Just so you can remember, I don't know if you've lost the password. I have no idea when you checked it last. But just so you can remember, you have another email.
My personal one?
Your Gmail.
Okay.
Yeah. When was the last time you checked that one?
I think I have a few now circling around the Gmail.
Uh-oh. Well, I only have one of your Gmail addresses, so it's the one I have.
I have that one.
This will be a fun game.
I'll check it.
Who's the most disappointing team in your lifetime? Love to hear from you, again, on our Facebook page named after the show, on Twix, at Amy After Hours. For me, it's absolutely U.S. men's soccer. And I don't care if there's some random dude out there who's mad because I don't call it football. It's soccer here in the United States. And in fact, that's part of the issue. It's part of the reason why U.S. soccer is seemingly spinning its wheels and never gets a whole lot of progress made. It's one step forward, one step back. One step forward, two steps back. One step forward, another step back. It's infuriating. They've been spinning their wheels as long as I can possibly remember. The faces change, the names change on the backs of the jerseys, but the results never do. And it's the same style. It's the same identity. It's the definition of insanity. That's what I've decided. And I know this is the urban definition of insanity, not the clinical definition of insanity, though sometimes people might wonder, doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. So Jay, I saw this post on Facebook. Allison says, calming down, that's how she started the message, calming down to some A-law after the fire alarm for the entire complex goes off at 1:15 a.m. So not Eastern time zone. Yeah, that was going back last hour. So think Mountain time zone. Anyway, entire complex goes off, 1:15. Thanks, Amy. Apparently, she's not...
Wait, is she blaming you?
No. She's saying that she's calming down to the show after the fire alarm got her all hyped up and the whole apartment complex had to go out in the middle of the night. But I'm saying I've been complaining about Team USA for the majority of the show, so I don't know how that helps her calm down.
Yeah, definitely nothing to do with Team USA soccer at the moment is calming.
Nope. But happy July to you. The dog days of summer are upon us. Baseball, Wimbledon, the Open Championship, NFL training camps, the Olympics this month, among other events. I know it's on an exhaustive list. Love hearing about your next big thing in sports, though mostly. July is a great month to spend time with family and friends and relax and unwind and breathe and play. If you're the Celtics ownership to sell your team, that's crazy. But this is one of those buy low, sell high type of deals. If you're the Celtics ownership, and Whit Grosbeck will remain as the governor, the board of governors, he'll remain as the guy in charge for a couple more years. And they're stable, right? Because we just said all five starters will be with the team through 25-26. So two more years with that group as long as they stay healthy. You just won a championship. The franchise is worth more money than it's ever been worth in its lifetime, in its history, right? So you bought it in 2002 lower. Now is a chance to sell high. And if you all don't remember what the most recent NBA franchise is sold for, well, no doubt the Celtics are going to outpace these other final ticket price. Are you ready? We had the... All right, hold on. I'm going backward. We had the Phoenix Suns. They were purchased by Matt Ishbia for $4 billion. That goes back to February of last year. The Milwaukee Bucks were sold to the Haslams, same family that owns the Cleveland Browns, Jimmy and Dee Haslam, $3.5 billion. That was a few weeks after, so still the winter of 23. The Mavericks just got sold in December for the same price, $3.5 billion to a couple of different families. Mark Cuban. It was kind of weird because it wasn't a lot of fanfare, just all of a sudden up and sold the team. Thought that was his thing. And all of a sudden, I guess he decided it was too frustrating. And he gets out right before they go to the NBA Finals.
Yeah, not great timing.
Yeah. So anyway, now you've got the Celtics who are available. And they are one of the most recognizable, iconic franchises in all of pro sports. So what are the chances this team goes for $6 billion? So $2 billion more than the Suns? I would think, given the fact that they're champions and their merchandise and their high profile and their earnings power right now is through the roof, and the fact that they've got these five starters locked up, I'm thinking $6 billion. I'll go $6 billion. Are you going over or under?
I want to go over, honestly. But, I mean, that sounds around right. But my only concern with that is that the Broncos sold, what, 2 years ago for $4.6?
No, they sold for 6 point something, I thought.
It?
Yeah, hold on, let me look. But
that's a big difference.
What did the Mets sell for?
Oh, man, I'm not sure. But I'm just thinking, could an NBA team, I know it's the Celtics, like if there's going to be one, it's going to be like the Celtics or the Lakers. Could an NBA team sell for more than an NFL team, no matter what the NFL team is?
You were right, my
4.6,
fault.
4.6, right?
$4.65 billion. But what about the Commanders? The Commanders sold for more than that. Commanders sale price after the Broncos were $4.65. That's what I was thinking of. Magic Johnson and Josh Harris and their ownership group, $6.05 billion.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Like, I feel like if the Broncos went on sale today, would they get more than 4.6?
No, they stink right now.
I don't know. Right, they do.
They stink. They don't have a quarterback.
Is a basketball franchise, any of them, worth more than any one football team? I think
the Celtics might be.
Maybe.
Celtics or Lakers.
If there's one, yeah. If there's two, those are the two that could do it. But that's where I'm hesitant. Could you sell a basketball team for more than a football team?
All right, so $6 billion for the Commanders, the most expensive NBA price tag in the last 2 years, the Phoenix Suns for $4 billion. Come on, the Suns. They've never won a championship in their lifetime.
That sounds expensive.
The Celtics have 18 banners and a fan base that never wavers.
When I first heard they're for sale, the Celtics, my mind went to 10. And I know that's way too high, but thinking about it more. But immediately I was like,
what did the Mets sell for?
I'm not sure. Let me see.
Because the Mets, I feel like Steve Cohen overpaid for them. He didn't need to pay what he did, but he decided
2.4.
He wanted them. Remember how at the time J-Lo and Alex Rodriguez thought they were going to come up with an ownership group that could
top that?
Yeah, right.
$2.4 billion the Mets sold for.
All right, so the Commanders, $6 billion, a little more than $6 billion. I say the Celtics approach that. Maybe I'll go a tick under, but I say they approach that.
I think you're right. I agree with you.
All right, so Celtics also on sale. This radio network is probably on sale too, if you're interested, but producer Jay will not be part of it. He's done at the end of, well, he's actually done on the Hump Show, but has a couple vacation days at the end of the week. So he'll still earn a paycheck through the end of the week. Did you use any of your sick days?
No.
Oh, too bad, because you probably have accumulated over 3 years, I would say 20 of them or so.
Do they carry over? And they never told me.
They do. Sick days do. Vacation does not. But what's the point? You can't ever use all those sick days unless you actually have a long-term illness.
Right. I don't get sick too often.
Except for when I go away or it's Christmas vacation.
Yeah, that one time when I was actually scheduled for vacation for a week.
For an entire week.
Yeah, that wasn't fun.
Not out of bed even one day.
Not one day.
Not one
day. Horrible COVID.
I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at that. Okay, coming up, some of your responses to the question, most disappointing team in your lifetime, because for me, it's U.S. men's soccer, without a doubt.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Doors take us to summers away, or winter adventures, and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on AutoTrader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on AutoTrader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
Down to our right, Forsling in the corner. He'll try and hold this. 10 seconds left. 2-1 Panthers. A dream 30 years in the making is a reality.
Whoa!
The Florida Panthers have won the Stanley Cup.
Lord Stanley is coming home. You always will have a place in South Florida. Oh, my God.
The Panthers have won the Stanley Cup for the first time in
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Doug Blagans and Bill Lindsay with the final call of this year's Stanley Cup. The champion Florida Panthers celebrated on Sunday with their parade in the rain. It was wet in South Florida. Not that that's a huge surprise, but as I'm thinking about most disappointing teams of our lifetimes and reading your answers, of course, there had to be one on social, and maybe more will pop up, but Ian goes with the Leafs, the Maple Leafs, 57 years. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. If you missed my conversation with Bill Lindsay, that's him yelling in the background, all that emotion coming out of him in those final seconds of the Stanley Cup Final, Game 7 against the Oilers, of course. If you missed it, it's now up on our YouTube channel, and it is worth listening to. Trust me when I tell you, it's one of my favorite conversations in a really long time, because to know Bill Lindsay and to know his story is to understand the emotion that comes pouring out of him. He was a longtime NHL winger. He played for the Florida Panthers for the majority of his career. He's been with the franchise for almost 30 years in some capacity. But more than that, his father is in hospice care, and what this meant to Bill and his dad, his family, you're going to have to hear him tell the story. And he barely kept his emotions in check as he was sharing that with us. It's now on YouTube. Again, it's also on our podcast, but it's also on YouTube. Producer Jay is his last act, his last YouTube act before he hands off to the next producer at some point. But YouTube's going to go dormant for a while because I don't have the editing software, nor do I have time to do that. And we have to wait for a new producer. It'll be at least 6 weeks. Right now, I'm just praying for someone before football season, because it could be, the process sometimes can get drawn out. Anyway, Bill Lindsay is up on YouTube, and I really encourage you to check it out. It's a great conversation, even if you know nothing about hockey. But he does, and you probably know more after watching Oilers and Panthers fight to the death in Game 7, a really tight Game 7 that was won by the Panthers 2-1. Paul Maurice has been a lifer in the NHL, finally gets the Stanley Cup. Now, he had had other opportunities in the past, actually including a year ago with the Panthers. He was out of hockey, but the Panthers lured him back. He took that job because his son was in university or was in college there in the area. And he decided he was going to celebrate and party like it was 1999. I don't even know what he's talking about here, but it's safe to say he's not sober.
For every f***ing one of you, 30 years. For that woman over there, 30 years of being married to an a-hole. Yeah. I wanna, in my wildest dreams, I've never would have thought I could see this. Seriously, understand this. Everybody that we love in this world is f***ing happy right now.
Oh my gosh, so funny. So he's screaming at the crowd about his 30 years. He's obviously using some profanity. And then he points to his wife and he says, that woman over there, for her 30 years of being married to a...
For that woman over there, 30 years of being married to an a-hole.
Hey, he's just laying it all out there. Oh yeah, and also, if you didn't see the shirt he was wearing, it was one made by his daughter. Jay, you want to describe the shirt? You did a better job than I did.
So it's the Panthers logo of the cat, you know, pouncing, I guess.
Yes.
You would say. And it's
springing.
Springing, and it's Paul Maurice's cats, his own cats, and it's the face of his cats on the face of the Panthers. So it's like his own cats are the Panthers logo.
Right. So he apparently got it as a gift from his daughter, and he tells the story.
I want to thank all of you for these men here for welcoming our families to Florida. For our wives, our children to come to Florida. My two cats, this is Poppy. Wait, this is Penny. Those are my two cats. My daughter made the shirt. I promised her we win the Stanley Cup, I'm wearing that shirt.
So I like it because one of the cats is Penny, And if you look at the shirt, actually, you can buy them now. Of course, you can buy the merch. His daughter makes him the shirt. On the front, it's the Panthers logo. On the back, it's the cat springing. So on the front, they've replaced the Panther with Poppy. And on the back, they've replaced the springing Panther with Penny. So now he has a shirt with Penny on the back of it. Just like we have After Hours swag with Penny on the back of it. And if you would like some, well, we're going to have to come up with a new contest. After Hours swag. And now these are collector's items because Penny is no longer with us. So they're even more special. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. What's the most disappointing team of your lifetime? We've got more from the Panthers. Do we have one that will fit in the next 10 seconds? All right, the fans one. Go ahead.
All right, we got some people from Alabama, of course, up and down Florida. The fans are here.
Let's just say Matthew Tkachuk is a f***ing baller.
Oh, okay. This is live TV. We don't need to cuss on live TV, ma'am.
Oh, no, we always cuss on live TV. Why is it that we always cuss when we're talking about champions? Oh, yeah. If Paul Maurice can do it, so can the chick from Alabama. Good stuff. And some NHL free agency that will work in next hour. One last hour. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped, self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.